What if I told you that you could be dead last in the same league for two straight years and suddenly be a breath away from winning it this year? What turned around? North Carolina FC was 11th out of 11 last year, 12th out of 12 the year before, second in the USL League One this year. John Bradford is the head coach, and he joins us on the Adam Gold Show. So that's the first question. What changed? You guys were awesome, especially late, winning four of your last five. So what changed this year?
Yeah, first off, thanks for having me on, Adam. Appreciate it. I think the change for this year, you know, comes down to the roster we were able to put together in the off season after last year's season. And just the quality and dedication of the group that we have. You know, we were able to return some guys from 2022, and then also able to go out and bring in some talented guys into the roster for 2023. And it's really been a great experience with this group this season. You know, and obviously have more to play for coming up in the playoffs.
Right. By the way, go to NorthCarolinaFC.com and the big banner tickets. First match is on the 28th, next Saturday, 7:30 at Wake Med Soccer Park. 23 more goals. Did you guys go out and buy 23 more goals last year?
I think we got a better overall group that allowed the guys to return, like Oleg Sanderson and Garrett McLaughlin, to continue to find goals, and Oleg's having a career year this year. But then also bringing in guys that are known for scoring. Rafa Mensigan, comes to mind, and other good attacking guys, and we're able just to be a quality attacking group with multiple different options. The guys that can play in different formations and quality in front of goal. So
certainly sounds like a formula for success. John Bradford is the head coach of North Carolina FC. Again, second in the table this year. They finished the season really strong. Four wins, one draw, no losses in their last five matches, and they'll get a bye. I guess it's a buy into the second weekend of USL League One playoffs. I am curious, what was it like? What was the benefit to this club of hearing that next year you'll be part of the championship again?
Yeah, I mean, I think it has an effect on the guys in the locker room. That is the ambition of every player that's on our league, on our roster, is to try to play in a higher league. And so when they understood that the club is making the jump back to the championship for next year, it basically kind of puts everybody on an extended trial, for lack of a better way to say it. So I do think it had an effect. And I think, for them to be able to understand how they're seen in practice every day, how they're seen in the games, can help them achieve their goals of moving up in a realistic way, I think is that a big benefit.
And it was about the same time. Maybe it was a little bit, I think the announcement that NCFC was going back up to the championship. I think I saw the news a little bit before then, was the floating the idea that USL could be expanding and going to possibly three tiers with relegation. I'm sure you guys have talked about what that would mean. What do you think the overall chance of that is, and what would it mean?
With Sotyktu for moderate to severe plaque psoriasis, you could show off your skin again. And you know what that means?
Beach day!
As a TYK2 inhibitor, Sotyktu is the only once-daily pill of its kind for adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis. Ask your dermatologist about Sotyktu today and learn more at SoClearlyYou.com. That's SoClearlyYou.com. Sotyktu, deucravacitinib, is a prescription treatment for adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis who may benefit from systemic therapy or phototherapy. Don't take if you're allergic to Sotyktu. Serious reactions can occur. Before treatment, get checked for infections, including tuberculosis. Sotyktu can lower your ability to fight infections. Don't start if you have one. Serious infections, cancers including lymphoma, muscle problems, and changes in certain labs have occurred. Tell your doctor if you have a history of these events, or if you have an infection or symptoms like fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you have history of hepatitis B or C, liver or kidney problems, high triglycerides, or had a vaccine or plan to. Sotyktu inhibits TYK2, which is part of the JAK family. People 50 and older with heart disease risk factors who use a JAK inhibitor are at increased risk for certain side effects, sometimes fatal. It's unknown if Sotyktu has the same risks as JAK inhibitors. Call 1-888-SOTYKTU to learn more.
Yeah, I mean, I think that it would give the nation a different league that's got a different excitement about it, and that's more in line with the rest of the world, obviously, that has promotion and relegation. I know USL is exploring it. to try to figure out if it's viable and if the owners from all the different existing clubs, you know, want to support and get behind it. But I think there's been a lot of positive noise around it, and it feels like something that, that could definitely take off. So I know that they're trying to do all their due diligence and get everybody's opinion that matters and see the realistic idea of how it could go. But I think it would be very exciting for soccer in the United States.
It would be great to have it. And this is not about Major League Soccer. This is about what USL offers. But it's got to have more than two levels, right? If it's just one, if it's just two, whatever, however many team leagues, it probably doesn't work as well as three, right?
Yeah, I think so. And I think that's what they've looked at with the model, to try to take existing USL championship clubs and potentially new ones to put them in the top tier, find that middle ground, the middle group that they would have. And then obviously the League One existing USL league right now, you know, it's probably that third tier. But yeah, like I said, I think they're exploring all opportunities with it and trying to make sure that they understand it. But it could be very exciting.
So are you guys just ditching Charlotte Independence now after we created the Dogwood rivalry? Or are they going up to the championship with you?
Yeah, I'm not sure what their plans are. I don't think they're going up, you know, this upcoming year. But, you know, you never know what's going to happen in the future with them. But something tells me that we'll find a preseason game, or, you know, maybe it might be an Open Cup game. You never know. But hopefully that rivalry exists for a long time going forward.
I mean, I know. Look, rivalries are fun. I mean, they're what sports are all about. When two clubs, two teams, when they just, whether they hate each other or whatever the reason is, we don't have to be India, Pakistan, Cricket World Cup about it. But it just adds so much flavor to the sport. John Bradford is the head coach at North Carolina FC. Go to NorthCarolinaFC.com, by the way, right now, and buy tickets to the match. If we weren't out of town with my own son's soccer matches, we're like in Charleston next weekend, we would be there on Saturday night at 7:30. I am curious your thoughts. We just had the international break. I guess there's still a couple of matches straggling over before the break is over. The U.S. men's national team lost to Germany 3-1 on Saturday. Just beat Ghana 4-0 last night in a dominating performance. Which do you take more out of in terms of those two matches?
Yeah, I'm not sure if there's one I take more out of. Obviously, it was great to see last night, you know, a response to what was not a great overall performance against Germany, a decent start, but then it kind of just wavered as the game wore on and Germany was more assertive. But, yeah, I mean, a commanding performance, obviously 4 goals in the first half last night, and U.S. looked like you said, dominant. And I think the best thing about seeing this group, you know, is just the depth of talent that the U.S. has in the roster and in the pool, and you know, you watch the Germany game and you say, okay, hopefully they're not going to get to a stage where they're wasting this quality talent, and then they respond like they did last night, you know, with a great performance. So I'm just excited to see how this young group continues to shape up the roster and some of these exciting pieces that they have.
Does it make you want to put Christian Pulisic in rather Gio Reyna in bubble wrap?
Yeah, I mean, Gio's Gio. I've known him since he was with the youth national teams I was able to be a part of, and, you know, all the stuff, obviously, he's gone through, World Cup and all that, but he's a talented player, you know, and there's no hiding that. And hopefully he can stay injury-free as he goes forward as much as possible, because when he's on the field, the team is better for it.
I mean, the things he does with the ball, and, I mean, finishing hasn't been great for the United States. Not just him; it's been like everybody. Like, we're just trying to find somebody in front of goal who can put the ball in the back of the net and cash in on the opportunities. They had a few more opportunities early against Germany. The best part of that match, I think, the first 40 minutes, it could have been 2 or maybe even 3-0, and maybe the rest of it looks different. But man, they got out early. What was it, 3-0 before we got to the 13th minute? Against Ghana. What's your take on Florian Balogun?
No, I think he's a great get for the United States, you know, and I think it's going to give, you know, take a little bit of time for him to have the impact that he's going to have, you know, in the long run, and get used to playing with the guys he's playing with. But, I mean, great talent. Obviously, he showed that last night, and just the impact he's going to have within this group and the cycles, you know, for years to come, I think is going to be immense.
One more thing, 30 seconds, if you could. How much did they miss Tyler Adams in the middle of their defensive midfield against Germany?
Yeah, it was massive. I mean, you could see it. I mean, Tyler obviously has been a staple of the midfield, especially defensively and clogging passing lanes, interceptions, tackles, and basically been the heart of the group in the middle of the park. And it just, I don't know if it looked lost, but it just looked certainly not the same missing him. So hopefully he's back in with the group soon.
John Bradford, head coach, North Carolina FC, Saturday, October 28th. So that's next Saturday at Wake Med Soccer Park, which is still one of the absolute greatest venues and the best fields I have ever been on. That grass is almost illegal. It's so good. I wish you the best of luck, and I'll talk to you soon.
Awesome. Thanks, Adam.
You got it. John Bradford here on the Adam Gold Show. Dead last, 2 years in a row. Second, this far, 2 points out of first place. I mean, it was just incredible turnaround.